at how MCTV. You know why I'm calling, I'm sure.
Okay.
So I need to know what's going on with the service request that was placed on 228 with information. You made that service request.
Yeah, I called because she's moving in with her grandma, that's me, and she wanted to get the cable and the phone put on, you know, in her name.
But you made the request with her Social Security number.
Yeah, she told me to call in and give them all the information.
Well, what about the date of birth? You purposely gave us a date of birth that's not hers.
I don't know, but see, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, it does make a difference because it's considered application fraud, and it's also child identity theft to take a minor's information and submit it with a credit application. But I'm concerned because you gave us a date of birth that makes her older than she is, that makes her an adult.
That's the one she gave me, that's all I can tell you.
But how did she give it when you made the service request with her information?
She gave me her Social Security number and her date of birth, and they told me to call in because she don't get off like until 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, so she told you to give us a false date of birth. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't have no idea, but forget it because I'm already getting my cable turned on.
Well, what needs to happen here is I have to talk to I have to confirm that she is aware that you used her identity and that you provided a false date of birth. If you don't have her call me, I have to notify the police department. It's called Red Flag Compliance.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll call her when she gets out of school and have her to call and give you, you know.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.